Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
What's going on, everybody? We're back for Full Draw Friday number 57. We got some music in the background on this one. We're set up. This is going to be almost live from the Deer and Beer Fest because I didn't get anything recorded this week. But so this will be up later tonight. We're sitting here at the Deer and Beer Fest. If you guys want to, if you're in the area, we're up at Bloomington at the Interstate Center. Stop by and see us. We'll be here all weekend. We are in the second aisle as you come in. Well, second to last aisle, I guess it is. One over from Waddell and the working class guys and all that. So stop by and see us if you're going to be at the show. But today on Full Draw Friday, we're going to talk about filming your hunts. I want to get into that because I was thinking at these shows, a lot of times we get asked about how you get started and what to do and all that kind of stuff. So we'll just give like a rundown 101 on what we do, what we've seen that works, what we've seen that doesn't work, kind of how we try to do it and all that kind of stuff. So that's what we're going to do on Full Draw Friday number 57. All right, it's pretty loud in here right now, I think. I don't know how the background noise is going to sound, but hopefully it ain't too bad. They just shut off the music.
Yeah, music just stopped.
Anyway.
They knew he was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Must got to listen to Canyon.
With the Blake Garrett.
No. Yeah, exactly. So, like I said in the intro, we're going to talk about filming your hunts in kind of very basic level. Oh, music's back. Right. Very basic
well,
level.
Maybe it's not the Blake
Garrett. Hopefully we don't get copyright infringed. So every time we're at these shows, a good number of people will come up and ask, like, hey, man, I'd love to film my hunts or even just doing a podcast. But a lot of guys on filming hunts, they ask about how to do it and what to do and all this kind of stuff. And I'm becoming more and more an advocate for just filming your hunts no matter what you want to do. Whether you can afford a big fancy camera or you're just using your phone, I think there's a lot of benefits to it that I want to get into. But that's what got me thinking it might be a good Full Draw Friday episode, just to talk about filming hunts. And obviously, we're doing it because we're making a show out of it. I've done it in the past, not necessarily to make a show, but just to kind of get into it and film it. It looked like it was fun to do. It definitely adds a new challenge to it, so if maybe that's something you're looking for. But there's a lot of different reasons guys do it. We do it for the show, but maybe you've been hunting a long time and you're just wanting something to do a little different. It definitely adds another element when you get up there with the camera, whether you are self-filming and trying to get that on film, or if you put another guy in the tree with you with the camera. Either way, it adds a whole new element and a new challenge to it. Mm-hmm. And trying to communicate with the cameraman and do that. Another reason that you might start filming is if you want to maybe start a YouTube channel or something. That's an obvious reason you might start filming your hunts. But one of them to me that I think a lot of people should try to do it if you can, and with phones nowadays, if you're talking within 40 yards, most of the time you're going to be able to do this a little bit. Not too bad, are you? But just for the fact of when you shoot, even with lighted nocks, there's times where you think you hit that deer in one place and you could be a whole foot off of where you actually hit it.
Or the deer, just like his body angles are just different from what you think they
exactly.
actually happen.
So then if you have that on film,
yep, you can you go can back.
Go back and look. You can make decisions on when to go after that deer. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you think you 12 ringed him and ended up hitting him a little far back or a little high, a little low, whatever.
Yep.
So you can make decisions on when to go after that deer. If you just don't know what happened at all, you've got it. You can go back and see, you know, what exactly happened on the shot. Maybe you missed. Maybe you hit a branch. Maybe you did smoke him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, outside of that, even just going back and be able to watch that hunt later.
Yep.
Because having the deer on the wall is cool, and we all like that. But if you can go back and kind of relive that, it's a whole different experience to be able to
go. A lot of people won't be able to stretch their story as far anymore, though.
Well, that's fair.
That's a good point.
But, hey, if you're just doing it on a camera, well, the camera doesn't really do it justice. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. He was out there 200 yards.
Yeah. That's one of the cool byproducts for me of doing our show is being able to go back and watch mm-hmm. our hunts and everything. And yeah, you always have the memory of it. And there's that aspect of it. But then you can go back and literally watch it and, like, relive it.
Yeah, they make mounts now that just screw on your where your stabilizer would go. And your stabilizer holds this mount that it has a magnet on it. You can just throw your phone on there, and it's $40, I think, you can get it. So
yeah.
There's your step into the door right there just for $40.
Yeah, so that gets us into what I wanted to – kind of where I wanted to start is how do you do it? Because that's the biggest question. Guys are like, I want to do it, but how do I do it? So talk about reasons maybe they would want to, but it doesn't take much to get started.
No.
If you're wanting to do like some big high-quality production, it's going to take some capital up front to get the equipment you need and the programs you need to edit it and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just wanting to get your foot in the door filming hunts or see how you're going to like it, all it takes is a $40 mount for your phone. GoPro is a good way to go. You're not going to be able to zoom on them like you can a bigger camera. Your phone's the same way, but if you're just wanting to get started into it, take a mm-hmm. GoPro out there and film with that. You can get a pretty cheap little handy cam that's going to have a decent zoom on it.
Mm-hmm.
Use something like that to get started.
$250.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think what's GoPro, about 300 or something like that, maybe 4?
Yeah, the new one's, I think,
400, I think.
Something, but that's not terrible.
No, but in the new ones, they go to your phone, so you can just download that the video to your phone, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. If you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, Rodney Hawkins is a guy you need to talk to. He grew up hunting and fishing in Southern Illinois, and he's now putting that love for the outdoors into selling recreational properties as a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. Midwest Farm and Land isn't your average real estate company. They do residential properties, but they also do a ton of recreational property sales as well. Rodney himself sold over $7 million worth of properties last year alone. They've got agents like him all over Illinois, so they're really a local company with a national reach. For more info on them, what might be available, or even getting your property listed if you're looking to get rid of one and maybe get into something else, you can contact Rodney directly at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors that currently has products from Radix Hunting, Tacticam Trail Cameras, Camo Dust, and he's adding new stuff all the time. So if you're interested in any of that, go over to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com. Or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. To me, that's how you get started, is to just do it.
Like, you just got to jump in and do it.
Everybody's got a 4K camera in their pocket anymore, for the most part. If not, it's for sure HD. So you can start filming with that. That's at a very entry level. And it's relatively easy and cost-effective to do. If you're wanting to take it up a little bit, step higher, you can find cameras anywhere from, like you said, $250 all the way up to about as much as you'd want to spend on a camera. And there's some really good stuff in the middle range.
And you don't have to jump straight into
this
stuff. Like, you can take it slow and just step by step and, like, get your GoPro. And if you want to step up eventually from later on, then you can get your camera, and your GoPro can become your second angle camera, your POV camera. Like, you got to start somewhere and don't have to jump right in.
I'd recommend not jumping right in. It's a different – we talked to that guy who was just here from across the aisle there. He was, like Kenyon said, asking, you know, how we thought about it, and, you know, whatever. Well, you know, I was telling him, you know, there's a lot of pressure you can put on yourself. There's a lot of pressure you can put on your team members to produce. If you're going to spend big dollars on production, big dollars on cameras, then you feel like you have to produce. If you're just going out there with a cell phone, you know, that's a different kind of fun, but there's no pressure there. Or at least there shouldn't be. You shouldn't put that pressure on yourself if all you're doing is wanting to film your own hunt, you know.
And don't start out by just like, I got to get it on camera. Like, you're out there to have fun and shoot something. Forget the camera if you have to for just now.
Yeah, that's another thing with it. Remember your goals. And if, let's say now, you know, we talk entry level a little bit, maybe you're wanting to step it up a little bit more, because there would be a certain amount of people who are that way too. They have they've started a YouTube channel, they put a little bit of video out there with like a GoPro or their phone, and now they're wanting to step up a little bit. You can get into that mid-range camera. You can get into that mid-range equipment. So, like our setup.
I considered ours mid-range.
Yeah, I mean, ours is not by any means top of the line, but I feel like we're able to do some pretty good stuff with it. But what we generally run is, if let's say you just go in solo, so you don't have somebody that can run a camera for you. The camera, which we have the Canon HF G70 cameras, it's a camcorder. Obviously, you want to get your SD cards and all that. Usually, we'll take a GoPro. You can use your phone for a second angle, too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. On some kind of mount that I can clip to a tree limb, something like that. They make screw-in mounts for them, all kinds of stuff. different things you can do with that. We have that for our second angle. And then our main camera, we're using the fourth arrow, and I don't know, they've got different levels of that as well. You can spend more money or less money on their camera arms. Muddy's got some camera arms as well. So we just got a camera arm for those and a controller for your zoom and your record that you plug into the camera. And that's pretty much our setup.
It's fairly basic from what me and Nate used to run.
Mm-hmm.
And
then if we're going with two people, we'll either run very similar same setup or – like, personally, I like to use a shoulder rig and freehand because I like the trade-off of mobility versus stability because I don't feel like there's a ton of difference in the stability, honestly, with the image stabilization that the cameras have on them. And if you get to watching videos, and our videos and anybody's videos, a camera arm is going to get you more of a straight line maybe if you're moving across, but your movement is going to be jumpier. You know what I mean? It's going to be – oh, and we'll have a fluid head on our arm as well.
Yeah.
But I don't care unless you've got, like, the highest, highest dollar fluid head and highest dollar camera arm, you're going to have movement in it as well. Like, you can tell. And sometimes it's a little more rigid. Whereas if you're freehanding it, yes, there's movement and stuff, but I do feel like it flows a little better unless you're just really
– I will suggest if you are gun hunting, though, don't freehand it
because
you will jerk. The guy that's running the camera will flinch bigger than crap.
Yep, that's one. That's a good point for sure.
If
you're, we've seen it. I mean,
yeah,
you see it all the time. Guys are freehanding with gun hunting, and then the shot goes off, and the camera jumps. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good point. Or a tripod if you're hunting out of a blind. That's a big one. Well, I do have a tripod and a fluid head that we run out of a blind, but those are some things. And then if you're going to that extent, you're probably wanting to do a little bit of editing too. There's a ton of free software that you can use. We use Adobe Premiere Pro, which is not free, but it's also not the most expensive software that you can get, but it does everything that we need it to at this point. There's a lot of different stuff guys are using that's similar to that as well that are kind of playing in the same ballpark. But if you're wanting to get into editing, make sure you do your research on your editing software and stuff like that. But that'd be kind of like a mid-range. And then from that point, you just go up from there. You can get even fancier equipment, even fancier software and stuff like that. But the overall point kind of wanted to make, and we're kind of hitting home a little bit, I think, is – if you have any want to do it at all, just do it.
Yeah, just go out and do it. You just got to make that step.
The opportunities are there. Back when Canyon was a little shaver and we had the shop and we were watching VHS video, we didn't even really think – nobody really thought it was possible to do that yourself because of the production costs and the camera costs and all the costs associated with it. There was no YouTube. There was no, you know, software you just download on the internet and all that kind of stuff. And so the internet was not – hadn't been around, at least publicly, very long at that time. So now the opportunities are endless. Just jump in for as little as a few hundred to, like you said, the ceiling.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah. So, but at the time, even if we kind of wanted to, really the
barrier to entry was a lot higher.
The barrier was tremendously higher then than it is now. So
right. So –
That's assault right there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to get into on this episode of Full Draw Friday. Obviously, a little bit shorter, but we're coming at you from the Deer and Beer Fest. So, again, if you guys are in the area, even if you're not, if you're a couple hours away, this show is worth driving to. It's going to be a good weekend. We will talk about it some more probably on Monday's episode. We'll give you guys a full-length episode talking about the show like we do every year. If we get a chance to talk to somebody, we will. But that'll be on Monday's episode, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to have a good time. We're here by Rodney Hawkins, our partner from Midwest Farm and Land.
The wannabe heroes across the aisle.
Yeah, the wannabes, the thin blue line guys are across the aisle from us. So we're going to have a good time this weekend one way or
the other. This is actually my favorite show as far as playing. As far as vendors getting in and out of the parking lot, and as far as people that want to come to the show, literally you park and you might walk 600 yards maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the back of the parking lot, you're going to walk a little. You can be in the front parking lot and walk a couple hundred yards. You're literally in the front door.
Yep.
It is so cool out here. You're not fighting parking garages and anything. And it's just really accessible. So if you're anywhere close, you ain't doing nothing. Lots of vendors here, tons of vendors here. But it's a small thing.
And it's the time where people are getting excited to go hunting because it's a little over a month away.
Yep. All right, guys, so we're getting off here. Make sure you stay tuned for Monday's episode. We'll come at you from the show on that one. Thanks for tuning in.